Hi, honey. Well, I finally getting around to making the tape of the Bob Hope Show. I understood it showed, I think, the 16th in L.A., so you probably saw it. But one of the fellows made a tape, and I thought I'd play it for you all and also show you the slides at the same time so you can sort of see the people who are performing. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play the music and play some of the introduction and play a little bit of everybody talking, and then I'll let you, well, I'll tell you to change the slide so you'll know what's coming up. Well, the first slide will be number three, and this just shows the audience there, which is really packed, and some of the patients from the 12th of ACT in the foreground. That was Les Brown and his band of renown. The next three slides, numbers four, five, and six, show Bob Hope as he came out and talked a while and told a few jokes. So that'll be coming up just next.
To present a gentleman that I knew way back in the 30s down in North Carolina. It was Major General Butch Williamson.
Introduce the Bob Hope Show. They're here, we're here, we're all glad. Mr. Hope. Hey, Coochie! Thank you. Hello, civilians. I just wanted you to see how it feels again, that's all. Here we are, ladies and gentlemen, at Coochie by the Sea. By the VC. Headquarters of the 25th Infantry from Hawaii, and they don't let you forget it either, I tell you. It's the only base in Vietnam where the dogs wear grass skirts. Their flag is a cobra rampant on a field of pineapples. And I got the knife to cut it right there, look at that. Isn't that something? I may, if I flop in this monologue, I'll commit suicide. I'll commit Harry Carey. Hey, Kikuchi by the sea, find a turtle, bring him to me. What the hell does that mean? You've just heard number one in the top 40 and climbing fast. Don't mind me, I got up this morning and found a mosquito flying away with my malaria pills. But it's always a pleasure to come back to Coochie. Well, it beats staying here, let me put it that way. Last year as we left the strip in our C-130 here, they fired at us from the end of the runway. And the MPs flushed out three Kong and two critics. Being under fire didn't really flip me. I just sort of sat there cooling it, signing a few autographs in the cockpit, blessing the automatic pilot. And then they all told me about it. But I guess you know what's been going on back home. Nixon captured Washington and Jackie took over Greece. Now, Nixon's our next president. You all remember Nixon, Ike's caddy? Isn't that exciting? A guy who couldn't make governor of California is going to be president of the country. And California is being shipped to North Vietnam. No, it's an incredible story. Here's a man who was badly beaten three times, came back to be elected president. Let that serve as an example to all you men trying to make corporal. It's the biggest comeback since Chow here today. Anyway, we got him, Richard M. Nixon. And I want to tell you that Nixon's a fighter. With a middle name like Milhouse, you better be, I'll tell you. Now, the one reason Nixon won was because he said he'd end the war over here. Well, don't just sit there. Start packing, men. No. Actually, it's not official yet. Johnson told Nixon what shape the country's in, and Nixon demanded a recount. And, of course, you know Mr. Eisenhower's grandson just married Julie Nixon, so it ought to be interesting if he's drafted. He'll be the first GI who ever made colonel in boot camp. I want to tell you, we had a very wonderful flight in here to Coochie. We have a very experienced pilot flying for us. He's been hijacked to Cuba so often that the sight of a gun, he gets sugar diabetes. He's been pistol whipped so many times, his head fits his hat. You know how things are getting bad when the stewardess of schools are giving rumble lessons, I want to tell you. And I didn't mind the trip coming over here, but the shots are murder. So the doctor left me with so many holes, I felt like Bonnie and Clyde's banker. They're very careful now before they give you shots. The medic said, "Are you a bleeder?" And I said, "Not since I quit vaudeville." I've had so many shots that when I go to see a doctor, I back into his office. It's my best side. I've been jabbed in so many places and nobody will stand next to me in the washroom. Germs taste me and dictate suicide notes. No, the doc gave me 15 shots and I bent over and put on my shoes and got one for the road. You said that was for my last show. No, they got a new way of giving shots now with an air gun. I've got so much air in me, if I burp, my pants fall down. And this year they have a shot for Hong Kong flu. It not only prevents it, it also gets you 20 off on a suit. The Hong Kong flu is currently sweeping the United States. Isn't that great? You're stuck here and the germs get back to the States. And that Hong Kong flu shot worked real fast with me. Within an hour, I was doing my own laundry. And Margaret had a little touch of the flu. I get the feeling that some germs really know where it's at. Now, I did pretty well with my physical. I had a hunch the doctor was trying to tell me something when he gave it to me, though. He refused to test my leg for reflexes with a little hammer until the nurse was standing by with Scotch tape. And instead of taking blood, he gave me a quart of raspberry Kool-Aid. After the shots, he made me drink a can of Neverleak. What bothered me, next to sex, he wrote, "What's the difference?" Now, I wasn't really worried. The physical was painless, except for the part where they used the Roto-Rooter. It was the only way they could retrieve the tongue depressor the doctor dropped down my throat. I said to the doctor, "Will I always have these cold chills running up and down my spine?" He said, "No, by your next visit, I expect to have an office." But we have quite a cast. Yes, we have quite a past. We have a cast here with Ann Margaret. There's a girl that moves just standing still. Don't look at the cards. I can read them. Don't worry about them. You don't have to turn around. I'll be all right. He checks the cards for me. Yeah, okay. Now, Ann Margaret's a fine actress and sings beautifully. Wait till you see her dance. She has the greatest movements this side of Switzerland. I want to tell you that. And we brought you the sultry voice of Linda Bennett. And just so you wouldn't get sore, we brought along the rest of her, too. She's one of the finest young singers, and when you buy her records, you play them in 36, 24, 36. I see you all have your needle ready, huh? Linda's from Bountiful, Utah. Utah's the beehive state, and we brought you the honey. Here she comes. And we have lovely Penny Plummer, who was just selected Miss World. You remember the world, that's where you used to live. Penny Plummer, I've had a lot of leaky faucets, but I've never seen a plumber like this, I want to tell you. And we have four very talented gals, and they call themselves the Honey Limited. Wait till you see them. There's nothing limited about these kids. They're from Detroit. You've heard of the Detroit Tigers? These are the Pussycats. And we have the Gold Diggers, 12 beautiful gals discovered by Dean Martin. But he thinks there are 24 of them. These beautiful gals replaced Dean Martin last summer. You see, he takes off 3 months a year to dry out. I saw him the night we left, and it's not enough. And we searched all over to find a rock and roll quartet that we thought you'd like, and we came up with the perfect group, Rosie Grier. He weighs the same as the Beatles, but we saved 3 airline tickets. Fares, tickets, fares. I fixed that. You all know Rosie Grier, the horse cartwright of Watts. I'm sure of that. He's really big, this guy. How'd you like to rush up the aisle on the plane and find Rosie Grier coming the other way? I've been red dog 3 times. And we have Olympic trampoline champ Dick Albers. I figured with 19 girls, we better bring our own bouncer. Dick is the Paderewski of the trampoline. His first jump was at the age of 2 weeks, courtesy of an open diaper pin. He's had more ups and downs than Jackie Gleason's masseur. And of course, we brought along Les Brown and the band. They were flying in the same direction, so we thought we'd invite them inside the plane. This is Les Brown and his aerial band, the only group that ever hijacked the Flying Nun. Les and the boys were out of work for a little while during the musician's strike. They went out in sympathy. Ooh, I'm getting it from the back now. You can tell the band's used to traveling by bus. Over Wake Island, Butch Stone turned to Les and said, "I don't like to scare you, man, but I don't see any white line down the highway." Les, of course, not stupid. There's no windows on this bus. But they're a wonderful band to travel with. You never have to wait for their laundry to come back. Never goes out. Thank you very much. Here we go, and I want you to meet 4 great gals here, the Honey Limited. Go, Les Boys.
Why don't you change the slide now to slide number 7. I'll tell you, honey, the next slide he'll introduce, which will be number 8, then he'll introduce number 9. Just change the slide every time he introduces somebody new. That'd be enough for those girls. They go on for another song, and they're really pretty good. The next guy he doesn't introduce, it's slide 8, and this was a trampoline star who was really good. And so you can just look at that slide and then go on to the next slide, which is slide 9, where he introduces Miss Universe.
Well, about as local as any girls get here, she's from Australia. She's a 19-year-old librarian who has everything neatly stacked in place. This year's winner of the Miss World Contest in London, Miss Penny Plummer, right here.
She's on slides 9, 10, and 11, so you can look at all three while he talks to her.
Yes, sir, this is the first plumber I've ever seen that brought everything along. All right, soldier, you better light a cigarette. You're smoking. So you're Miss World, huh?
That's right, Mr. Hope.
Well, why are we trying to get to the moon when the world looks like this? I can see why you're Miss World. You're charming, you have a beautiful face and a lovely figure.
Oh, please, Bob, do you want to give me a swelled head?
Well, we like to keep things symmetrical. Tell me, Penny, how did you get to be Miss World?
Well, they had an election and I won.
Boy, I could kill myself. I voted for Nixon. How old are you, honey?
19.
19. I've got golf balls older than that. Would you believe that I'm twice your age? Three times? I think I'm getting an Excedrin headache. Just for the record, what are your vital statistics?
Oh, a soldier's really interested in that?
Well, you see, they may send out patrols and they'll need to know what they're up against. Just the important measurements, honey.
All right, 35, 24, 35. And what are yours, Bob?
Perfect. I hear you want to be a teacher, is that right?
Yes, I do.
I can't think of a better way to end dropouts.
I understand school teachers in America do very well.
Yes, they do. The survivors get free hospital care.
And is it true that American servicemen are provided with a fine education?
Oh, yes, and never better than right now, I want to tell you. Eddie, have you ever thought of going into show business?
Oh, no, Bob. I'm not the type. To get anywhere in show business, you must have a colossal ego.